Welcome to episode number 66, I believe, but my computer is not wanting to pop up. Anyway, yeah, pretty sure it's number 66. If it's not, apologies. How are we doing today? It's the 5th of September. I actually can't believe we're into the last quarter of the year. How has that even happened? I feel like it's just blinked and you've missed the whole year. But it's a good opportunity to have a little reflection on the last section of the year. How did it go? And look forward and look ahead to the next, the next, the last 4 months of the year, last quarter. I'm saying the last quarter, it's not the last quarter, it's the last like 4 months. Next month will be the last quarter. So yeah, it's a good wee opportunity to recognize that, yeah, we've got like it's not long to go. So yeah, at the turn of any new month, it's quite good to have a wee reflection of the last month and then look ahead to the new month and set some goals and have some vision and all that jazz. Anyway, I'm totally rambling on here, aren't I? So today is I'm talking about self-belief. It's something I've talked about quite a lot over the last wee while with a lot of my dancers. Like if, and from a dancing perspective, when they're trying to gain a skill, if they don't have the belief in themselves, if they're saying they can't do it, then they're right. Like I actually said those exact words last night to one of the girls, like, I can't do it. And I'm like, no, you're right. Because if you believe you can't do it, you're saying out loud you can't do it, then it's not going to happen. So you need to overrule that kind of monkey mind. You need to overrule that self-sabotage talking. We've all got it. Every most successful person in the world has got that little voice that likes to sabotage, that little voice that's telling you can't do something. But it's about managing that and overruling it and shouting louder than that voice that's in your head. Now this comes in all shapes and forms. So like whether that be for a transfer, a physical transformation, an emotional transformation, a mental transformation, whether that be a career path, starting a new business or changing your career, whether that be, like I said, for my dancers, it was like getting a skill and the dancing in question got the skill because we were shouting, yes, you can, yes, you can, and all that sort of stuff, and really, really overruling that thought pattern that she has that's negative. And life in general, like if you the minute you don't have the confidence first, you need to have the courage to step into that self-belief. And then I say that all the time, and then the confidence comes off the back of it. And sometimes you do need to fake it till you make it. Sometimes it is a case of like drowning out that other voice that's like telling you can't do it and overruling it. So like even I was saying to the girls last night, I had the spies run. I don't enjoy it at all, at all. But the feeling I get when I have accomplished it, because I know it's hard and I know I don't, it's something that is a challenge for me and I'm not a natural runner. The feeling I get when I've accomplished something that I didn't think I could do. And like before, years ago, I remember when I first signed up to my coach, I was like, I'm not a runner. Like, don't even think about getting me running. And I'm doing a 10K on Sunday. It's only a 10K. But for me, a 10K is a big, big deal. A 10K is effectively like someone else's marathon to me because I couldn't run 1K once upon a time. And it just took that relentless consistency as well as having the self-belief and the discipline in order for me to do it. Because if I didn't try, I would never know. And that's the whole thing with everything. Like everything, you can accomplish anything you want, but it starts with your thought process because your thought process will then in turn take the action that you do or don't take. And if you are continuously telling yourself that you can't do something, then you're not going to be able to do it. And it is as simple as that. So it's a case of like catching yourself, having the self-awareness to catch yourself out when you're having these little voices in your head, and everybody has them, every single person has them. Like I said, when I'm running, I put like like motivational, Americanized, like ridiculous speeches in my ears, and they're going, yeah, we can do it, don't work hard, if you don't work hard you don't get anywhere, all that sort of stuff. And I use that to drown out that other voice that's telling me like this is too hard, you like it's only been 5 minutes or whatever it is, do you know what I mean? Like, so, or you've still got such and such to go or whatever. So it's like using tools and techniques and overruling, and whether that, what in order to overrule that, if that's just a case of you looking in the mirror and overruling it and looking yourself in the eye and being like, I can do this and I will do this. If that's writing it down and and exploring the reasons why it's just a thought in your head. Why have you got that belief within yourself that you can't do something? And how can you switch it and change it into being, actually, I can. What is the story that I'm telling myself? Like, what pieces of evidence have I got that actually goes against that story that I can, like, and actually proves to me that I can? Is it a case of just taking the risk and going for it? Is it a case of doing some sort of drill? Like, for instance, if it was a skill, it'd be like we need to drill the skill, like, drill certain aspects of that skill before you can go for it. If it's a job, like, is there steps you need to do in order to get to somewhere? Is it a case of have you got a really incredible idea in your head and you're just too scared to take the leap and go for it? Is it, I'm trying to think of other things. Is it like just putting yourself in a box, like what I did? I'm not a runner. Is it putting yourself in another box, which is like, this life will do for me, like it's all right, but it's not really what I want. So something I posted this week was about your perfect day or your perfect life. Like, there is no reason why anybody on this earth cannot have the perfect day, perfect life that they want. It's about having the self-belief in the first place to be like, go after what you want. Like, so get clear on what that looks like. If money was no object, if time was no object, if there was no restrictions whatsoever and you could have the life or the day or whatever that you want, what's that look like? Get clear on that. Like, really, really get clear, and don't be scared to dream big. And then write it all down. Make yourself more accountable by writing that down. And then get to work. Make a plan. Work backwards. So where is that dream? What stages do you need to do if you were to reverse engineer that? What parts do you need to do in order to reach that goal? Is that a 5-year goal? Is that a 6-month goal? Is it whatever? And also putting timestamps on things. So I said to my girls last night, right, we're going to create goals that you want to do, and I want you to, these are goals that you're going to hit before Christmas. And I was like, and I want you to put a date on them. So a date between now and Christmas, a date that you're going to achieve that. And they wrote out all the different things that they could do to achieve it. Now that's for skills. So that's like physical things that they can do and mental things that they can do in order to achieve that. But this can work in any aspect of any single person's life, literally any aspect. Because writing it down makes you more accountable to it. Exploring reasons why you can also like starts to kind of ignite that self-belief. Speaking to yourself kindly and telling yourself you can, even if it's crazy and you feel like you're a bit daft and you're shouting yourself in the mirror or whatever, like all these tools work. They sound ridiculous. I am very aware of that. But they absolutely work, and I pr absolutely promise you this. And do you know what? What's the harm in trying? So I want you to really, really tap into that self-belief. How can you, like, think of a goal, whatever that may be, think of a goal that you have that you really, really would love to have, and ignite that self-belief with regards to it. Ignite the self-belief and go after what you want. What is holding you back? Who is holding you back? Do you need to cut ties with certain people? Do you need to step away from certain people? Do you need to actually invite yourself into more rooms that have got the same people with the same sort of thought process as you? Do you need to be surrounded by more of those kind of people? Like, go out there and go after it, because what have you got to lose? You've got one life. One life. Do you want to be lying in your deathbed regretting the things that you didn't, or the chances you didn't take? Absolutely not. I know I won't be. So go after what you want. Believe in yourself, and you are literally halfway there. Have a great day. I will speak to you next week. Have a magical one. And if you need to reach out at all, you know what to do.